This is Kathy Williams.
And Pat Hayes, and welcome to the Memorial Day Parade, our virtual parade today in commemoration of all of our war heroes who have given the ultimate sacrifice for us to live in freedom today.
That's right, Pat. You know, it's a privilege to be the MC of this parade with you. I'm really looking forward to all the great floats we have coming up and all the wonderful people that are participating.
We sure do, and of course, we've got to start a parade just coming up here in just a moment, so we'll be seeing everybody and all the pageantry come by here as we describe this virtual parade today.
That's right, and we want to remind people, too, they can reach out to their friends and family all across the nation because the parade is streamed on WLEN.com.
That's right. Everybody in the world can listen to our parade today.
That's right. Worldwide.
That's right. Well, let's get at it.
We've got to reach. So let's get to it. Well, it wouldn't be a parade without somebody leading. Pat, who's up there?
Well, we've got Sheriff Troy Brevere, and he's leading the mounted police today. And let's take our microphones over and see if we can get a word with the sheriff. Troy, how are you today?
I'm doing good, Pat. How are you today?
Oh, we are wonderful. This is a wonderful parade, and we're sure glad that you and the mounted police could lead our Memorial Day parade today.
Well, I appreciate it. You know, I always told our mounted unit that one of these days they would get me on a horse and I'd lead them in a parade. And I'll tell you what, today is the day. And you know what, Pat? I am very honored. And it's a privilege to be in a parade where we're honoring our brave men and women who gave their lives serving our country in the military. So, privilege to be here, and thank you for asking me.
Well, Troy, how many mounted police have you got with you there? I'm having a hard time counting.
Well, we have just about our entire unit of 21. Did you know, Kathy, that our mounted unit was formed back in 1835?
Oh, my gosh.
So they've been around for quite a while.
That is a long time. And probably new riders as you go each year, or a lot of them been with you for a long time?
Well, we've had a little of both here, and behind me here is our the leader of our mounted unit, Captain Jeff Judkins. He's been with them for quite a long time, and it wouldn't be a parade without Jeff in it. So we appreciate them, and we also appreciate the golf course or golf cart behind us here, because they're our pooper scoopers, and you got to have pooper scoopers if you got horses in a parade.
Yes, absolutely. You do.
Absolutely. Well, we don't want to hold the parade up here too long, so Sheriff, thank you once again for being our leader of the parade today.
I appreciate it, Pat. Thank you, and thank you, Kathy. And all right, let's get this parade going.
There you go. Thanks so much, Sheriff. Have a great one.
Thank you, too.
All right, the parade is beginning here, and of course, it wouldn't be a parade without the Color Guard. And today we have the American Legion Post number 97, and Commander Bill Sanderson leading the way here. And let's see if we can get a word in here with Bill before we get too far into our parade. Good morning, Bill, and welcome, and thank you for being the Color Guard in our parade today.
Well, you're very welcome. It's an honor to serve our country and to be here today to honor our fallen heroes.
You know, Memorial Day is one of our most sacred, I think, holidays. It just represents so much with those that have fallen and preserved our freedom, and touches a lot of hearts to a lot of people.
Yeah, well, on Memorial Day, we honor the memory of those that gave their lives to this country. And John Kennedy, he was a Navy veteran of World War II, and he was a Purple Heart recipient. And he said, as we express our gratitude, we must never forget that the highest appreciation is not to utter words, but to live by them. The 35th President of the United States, he charged us to take appreciation a step further. He says there's no more relevant time to embrace this than on Memorial Day. Memorial Day to us at the Legion is a day, a very solemn day. On Veterans Day, we celebrate those that serve in the military, but on Memorial Day, I know many families go out and honor the members of the family that have fallen and passed on, and they go to cemeteries and put flowers, etc. And we do the same, and we think of Memorial Day as a very solemn occasion.
Bill, I want to ask you one question. Of course, going along our parade route, what is the correct etiquette when the flag passes by all the spectators here in our parade?
I would ask any person that stands is just put your right hand over your heart and stand at attention and cover your heart as the stars and stripes go by.
All right, Bill, thank you very much, and we want to thank you again for being in our Memorial Day parade here this morning, and all the best to you and everyone at the American Legion Post number 97.
Thank you so much. I'm proud to be here representing us.
Thanks, Bill. Have a great march.
Thank you very much.
Well, next up, Kathy, we have the Adrian Insurance Agency. Salute to the fallen heroes of the Revolutionary War. Of course, also known as the American War of Independence.
Oh, my gosh, Pat. Here's a little history lesson for us, you know, watching this float. The war was primarily between King George of Great Britain and the 13 colonies in America. It's led by General George Washington, and this war resulted in the overthrow of British rule in the colonies and the establishment of the United States of America.
That's right, Kathy. The Revolutionary War just lasted 8 years, and it wasn't until 1783 that the Treaty of Paris was signed and Great Britain agreed to recognize the sovereignty of our United States.
Oh, my gosh. You know, check this out. Leading the Adrian Insurance Agency float is an authentic colonial drum corps, followed by their float, which features a rendition of the Battles of Lexington and Concord. That's where the first military engagement of the American Revolutionary War actually began, with the big quote of the shot heard around the world.
Oh, yeah. And it's amazing that the soldiers on the float are wearing authentic-looking uniforms. That's really great. And they're all frozen like statues, holding their muskets with their bayonets attached.
Pat, they have really captured the feel of the soldiers, showing in addition to the musket, it's so authentic. On the right side, they have the leather, or I can't tell, it might be a tin cartridge box, and those held about 20 to 30 rounds of ammunition. Of course, they have a musket tool and a supply of flints. And on their left side, they're carrying their bayonet in a leather scabbard attached to a linen, or I can't quite tell, leather shoulder strap maybe. Each soldier has a haversack. They were using those to carry their food and rations and their eating utensils.
Oh, you bet they did. And wow, would you believe that they even have a real cannon on board the float?
Oh my gosh, I certainly hope they're not going to fire it off.
I'm pretty sure they're not going to, not in Adrian.
No, no kidding. Hey, did you notice the Minutemen following the float? You know, those are just regular folks that were called up to serve at the time and then quickly responded. That's why they were called Minutemen, to defend the livelihood against the tyranny of King George.
Well, this is a wonderful depiction of the American Revolutionary War. You know, these were the men and women that helped make the United States the envy of the world.
Yeah.
And from that day to today and into the future, our citizen soldiers will always defend America from tyranny to honor our Constitution and our Bill of Rights.
Wow. Everyone at Adrian Insurance wanted to be sure to thank those that fought and those that continue to fight for our freedom and liberties.
Wonderful float here for Memorial Weekend. Kathy, what's this? It looks like a house coming down the road.
Oh, my gosh, it is a house. It must be representing Housing Help of Lenawee.
Well, you know, their mission is to advance housing stability and affordability opportunities for low-income people, especially those in crisis or at risk. Of course, all of us have a right to safe, affordable housing. Of course, Housing Help of Lenawee connects available resources to those most in need so that they can achieve better quality of life by having access to decent housing. They have so many wonderful programs that help members of our community.
That's right, Pat. They offer different kinds of assistance for families by not just helping with preventing homelessness with their Housing First program, but they also have an emergency shelter and they have a two-year assistance program called Transitional Housing. Both of those are for families with minor children. Housing Help also offers a permanent supportive housing program that's for chronically homeless individuals. And their programs include providing daily case management, life skills training, and support services.
Wow, a lot of services. And of course, the Housing Help of Lenawee Float is a salute to their veterans program. Lenawee County veterans and their families, we know a lot about that, don't we?
Yes, we do. Some of the services provided to veterans, of course, include intensive case management, housing assistance, and what we're most familiar with, their Veterans Dire Need Fund. They also have a veterans closet that they have items in that the state benefits don't usually cover, so it's a little extra stuff.
And of course, aside from the Memorial Day Parade, I'm also thankful to be part of WLEN's Thank a Vet program. That's our fundraiser that we do every Veterans Day. And, of course, Housing Help does an awful lot to make that go.
They do. You know, Housing Help Lenawee uses the funds that WLEN raises to go to their Veterans Dire Need Fund. And it's critical in allowing them to help assist more veterans and their families right here in Lenawee County with all kinds of things that traditional funding can help with. So the Veterans Dire Need Fund actually has helped with stopping veterans and their families from utility shutoffs, helped quite a few families out of home foreclosure situations, and even covered some medical expenses.
Yeah, you're right, Kathy. The Veterans Dire Need Fund is used as a stopgap. You know, sometimes it's hard to reach out and ask for help. But we want to be sure that our Lenawee County veterans and their families can get the help that they need when they need it.
And all they have to do is go to housinghelplenawee.org and they can connect and get access to all those different things that we want them to have access to.
Wow, I love the way that they have the sides of the house decorated with four of the armed services represented.
That's right. Check it out. Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines.
Oh, the emblems are so perfect. And to have a veteran standing beside each representing their branch, wow, that makes the float even more special. Thank you to everyone at Housing Help of Lenawee for all that you do, and happy Memorial Weekend.
I can hardly tell what's coming up next.
Well, with all that steam coming out from the bottom of this float, it can only be Noggle Heating and Cooling.
Wow, you know, there are new owners at Noggle Heating and Cooling. Jim Nagypal and Lisa Weddle bought this business this year, and Jim's originally from this area. And he's got extensive experience in heating, cooling, and plumbing. They're both really excited to be back in the community.
Well, of course, we're happy that they still service all brands of heating and cooling units. And of course, they've been a Lennox dealer for years and years, and they've just become our local Carrier dealer.
Wow, well, that all explains the steam and the cool breeze blowing those beautiful service flags. I'm just wondering about how they got that ductwork functioning on the float. Sure does show they have experience in getting things to work in challenging situations.
Absolutely. And it looks like Scott Davis has the privilege of riding on the float here today. He's their technician, of course, and served active duty in the U.S. Navy for 6 years. And I know they're proud, very proud, to have a veteran working at Noggle's for the past almost 17 years.
Wow, and I know Lisa's son-in-law is an active Marine. He's stationed at Parris Island, North Carolina, and her father, who passed away recently, was also a Marine and was a Vietnam veteran. In fact, Lisa has lots of family members that are retired from the Marines.
Well, of course, the Marines, they have that important saying, Marines fight to win. When met with adversity, every Marine overpowers challenges with the perseverance to win battles.
That's right, Pat. And you know what? I love the quote on the side of this float. It's by Elmer Davis, and it says, "This will remain the land of the free so long as it is the home of the brave."
Very well said there. Well, this float makes it very easy to tell that they're passionate about supporting our military and servicing our community in a lot of different ways.
You're right, Pat. You know what? I almost missed it, but Scott's sitting on a throne, and it's not the kind of king sits on.
Well, they do plumbing.
And, And I see there's a faucet with running water coming off the back of the float. Oh my gosh. Well, that should help with street cleanup since the mounted police were in the parade today.
Well, there you go. This float has it all.
Yep, Noggle Heating and Cooling showed off their commitment to leaving everything better than the way they found it.
Well, you're right there, Kathy. They do service and install new heating, cooling, and plumbing products. And as you said, they clean up after they're done.
Well, we want to thank everyone connected with Noggle Heating and Cooling for their passion towards our servicemen and women, your commitment to providing top-notch products and service to our community, and for participating in our Memorial Day Parade.
Kathy, talk about a classic. Suburban Chevrolet of Clinton has brought their 1918 one-ton.
Oh my gosh, she is a beauty, Pat. You know, Chevy introduced 2 four-cylinder trucks for the 1918 model year. A lot of people might not know, but both had cowl chassis designs, and they were only outfitted with sheet metal on the front.
Wow, not too safe in today's standards. But, of course, Chevy does make the best truck on the roads today. Did you remember back in 1918, that was the first truck produced for individual buyers was built in Flint, Michigan?
I did not remember that, but I can tell you this. One striking design element is the beautiful badge. You know, it's clearly a design element on this truck, and the proportions, the dark blue, it's almost black colored, made a very sophisticated Chevy bow tie, even by today's standards.
Well, you know, Kathy, it wasn't too long ago, just I think it was 2018, that Chevrolet celebrated 100 years of Chevy truck history. And it's noteworthy to say that American automotive manufacturing has produced over 85 million trucks in the past century. A little too many to be in our parade today.
No kidding, Pat. You know, Chevy sure knows how to build them. And Suburban Chevrolet of Clinton did a wonderful job letting us see the details of the truck while still flying both the United States and the state of Michigan flags. They are known as Truck Town up there in Clinton.
Well, you know, the parade seems to be held up here a little bit. Let's see if we can pull our microphones out to the float here. Maybe have a little chat with Josh Holly real quick here. Of course, Josh is the sales manager at Suburban Chevrolet in Clinton, and he's got the honor of driving this 1918 truck. Hey, Josh, how's she ride?
Well, Pat, about as you might expect. But we wanted to bring her out for the parade and salute our fallen heroes for Memorial Day. We can never say thank you enough to our military and our military families. You know, Pat, all through history, there have been Americans who have sacrificed to keep our country free. That's something we should always cherish.
Hey, Josh, who's that in there riding with you? Is that Charlie Brevetero?
Hey, it's me. Yup, Memorial Day is one of my favorite days of the year. I love this parade. It is so great seeing all of our military branches represented. We live in such a blessed country.
Well, let me back away from the float here. You got to get moving on here. But thanks, Josh and Charlie. And thanks to everyone connected at Suburban Chevrolet of Clinton for being a part of our great Memorial Day parade.
Well, Pat, next up in the parade, it's the ZZ Sports Bar and Grill, along with Lenawee Recreation Bowling Center float.
Oh, this is a great-looking float. Very, very creative and absolutely huge. Their float is designed to look like a pair of bowling lanes. Would you believe that? And I think it's, Kathy, I think it's lane 9 and 10. That's where I had my last perfect game.
Whatever. Well, let's say hi to Darren and hey, Melissa. That's the owners on the float. That's Darren and Melissa Greenwine, and they've been the owners for only a couple years now, but they have already done some fantastic changes on the bowling side and the ZZ side.
Well, Darren is a retired Adrian police officer, and they're always giving back to this community in a variety of ways, and are also very generous in giving back to our frontline workers.
Now, this is the longest and I think the widest float in the parade today because it really is 2 full-size lanes. I'm just wondering how in the heck they got it down here because it's gotta be hard making them sharp turns.
Wow, how many wheels do they have underneath that? You talk about an 18-wheeler. They got 3 times the number of tires on this thing. And where's the driver?
Those are good questions, Pat.
It looks like they have red, white, and blue bumper guards installed, so the kids on the float won't accidentally roll those balls into the crowd.
And the pin setters are doing a great job lining up the pins in the shape of the stars of the American flag. They even have floating bowling pins on the side that are being chased down by a giant bowling ball that's being drilled by Mike McKittrick from Centerline Pro Shop.
Well, that's a few more pins than normal, but I guess it's appropriate for the parade here.
I think so. Well, you know, I'm glad ZZ Sports Bar and Grill is open for carryout and curbside orders, and that they're still serving up their delicious burgers, quesadillas, turkey paninis, wings, and lots more.
Well, I'm sure ZZ's is eager to open up for dine-in service as soon as the shutdown ordinance has been lifted. And it's good to know that they've been using the time very wisely to update their facility and get the staff prepared for post-COVID-19 additional education on safety procedures.
That's right. Well, I know ZZ's and Lenway Rec are for sure looking forward to the summer bowling leagues, party in the parking lot on Wednesday nights, as well as their famous ZZ's Cornhole League. And we are all looking forward to them bringing back bands, karaoke, kino parties, wine tasting, and their famous rock and bowls in the near future.
Well, that's right, Kathy. And to keep up to date, the sign on the back says, for information and real-time updates, follow them on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, and their new website, LenawayRecreation517.com. Well, coming up next, Kathy, here comes some friendly faces. It's the Best of Lenawee recipients for Best Water Company and Best Customer Service.
Oh, that's right, Pat. Making their way through the streets of downtown Adrian is the whole crew from Sealers Water Systems.
Watch out! Good thing it's a warm day today. The Sealers staff members are equipped with loaded water guns on their float. Uh-oh, look out, look out. Looks like they're spraying the crowd down, refreshing fun.
A few quick reminders for our listeners. Sealers is currently open for curbside orders or porch deliveries of salt, water, or filters. Installs or equipment maintenance can be done by appointment only, and of course with proper precautions to keep everyone safe.
Hey, look at that. The float has a water fountain right in the middle of it. Maybe it's a fountain of youth.
Well, I bet that helped the owners Les and his wife Mary stay youthful. They look great up there, smiling and waving at the crowd. This power duo and their staff have over 70 years combined experience in the water business.
Wow, that's a lot of time. Let's check out this float, completely covered front to back in blue water jugs. I bet that let folks know that they offer water cooler service. They can buy or rent water coolers for your home or your office. Always have fresh, pure water on hand for guests, clients, and family members.
Check out that skirting around the bottom of the float too, Pat. It looks like a white picket fence, only part of it isn't so white anymore. The sign says, no more hard water stains, and the other side of the fence is white as snow. Well, Sealers offers a free water analysis, and that helps determine what system would be best to get rid of that smelly water and those orange hard water stains once and for all. You should give Sealers a call at 265-2029.
I noticed the float also is lined with American flags and a big red, white, and blue thank you sign in the true spirit of Memorial Day. Les and Mary have always been huge supporters of those who have sacrificed their lives for our freedom. We love having them talk to us, of course, on our Veterans Day program. The Sealers are always there bright and early every year. They offer veterans discounts, too, as well.
Well, Sealers is located inside the Gallery Shops in downtown Adrian, which is across from the Croswell, and they service most makes and models of water softeners, iron filters, reverse osmosis systems, water coolers, and more. Sealers Water Systems motto, they make it perfectly clear. Thanks for being on our parade.
Yes, thanks, Mary and Les. We appreciate it. Kathy, what is going on now? It's a helicopter. It's coming in for a landing.
I think it is, Pat. looks like it's going to hover over the float from TLC Community Credit Union.
You're right. What in the world? Well, this is a first. I can't ever remember having a helicopter come into our parade. But I can really tell you, it looks like that they're dropping a ladder off the side door.
It sure does.
Oh, my gosh. Someone's actually trying to get out of the copter. And he's headed down the ladder.
I hope they're trained to do something this crazy. Holy moly.
Well, I see now that the front of the float has a banner saying, "What being a millionaire looks like."
Must be that a millionaire arrives in a helicopter.
Good thing the helicopter is out of here now.
Wow, I wonder who they brought down.
I heard the TLC Community Credit Union was doing some kind of thing with this, and the millionaire for a day was randomly chosen. So let's see who is coming out. Oh, my gosh, Kathy, can you believe it? It's our own John Kane.
Oh, Mike, I had no idea, Pat, that his talents went this far. It is shocking. John Kane coming in on a helicopter, climbing down a ladder. Wow.
Let's see if we can talk to him really quickly. John, an amazing entrance.
Well, Pat, when TLC asked me how I thought a millionaire would enter a parade to land on a float, of course, I said by helicopter.
And it's quite a float. You've got buckets of gold and silver, and it looks like a whole float covered with treasury bonds. I should, of course, mention that your security detail is a little bit over the top.
Well, Pat, let's face it. When you're a millionaire, you need a little more protection.
That's one thing about TLC Community Credit Union. They make banking with them as secure as possible. And I suppose just about anyone can become a millionaire if they get the right advice.
Right, Pat. They just need to get some tips from the team at TLC. You know, Pat, at the end of the parade, they're picking me back up to get to Linda, and they've got more surprises planned.
Well, too bad, John. It's like Cinderella. What being a millionaire looks like all ends at midnight.
True, Pat, true. But thanks to TLC Community Credit Union, I did get one day.
Next up in our Memorial Day parade, we have the American Legion Post 297. And leading the way is Gene Withrow, who was named Veteran of the Year. So congratulations to Gene for being the Veteran of the Year. Wow, look what's coming up next. A beautiful horse-drawn carriage featuring a local favorite. It's downtown Dempsey.
Ah, that's right, Pat, but that isn't just any old carriage. It's in the shape of a cake ball, a delicious-looking cake ball, complete with sprinkles on the roof.
They have some of the tastiest treats over there, handmade by dessert expert Jasenia, owner-operator of Luscious Desserts. A cake ball carriage is so fitting for this crew.
Whoa, it seems like they're making a quick stop. I see some dancers emerging into the street to join the carriage. Let's listen in.
Are those dancers wearing outfits made of deli meats?
I think they are. Maybe to represent Dempsey's amazing deli subs.
Perhaps should we be expecting Lady Gaga herself?
Look at those moves. They're really getting down. Pat, did you know that downtown Dempsey's pizzas and Italian sub recipes were passed down from the original Dempsey's restaurant?
Yeah, I used to go there, too. Good food stands the test of times, apparently.
That's right. Well, I'm getting hungry as these guys make their way through. Can you smell that, Pat? What is that what I think it is?
Kathy, I can name that smell in one sniff.
Pizza! Look, the crew from downtown Dempsey is following the carriage, and they're tossing out mini pizzas to the parade goers. Ah, look out! They're tossing them like Frisbees. Catch one for me, will ya?
I got one! You know, those are high-quality ingredients. Not one pepperoni is out of place. That's some good pizza.
Oh, boy. Well, a few more fun facts as we wrap up with Downtown Dempsey's this morning. They are currently open for pickup or delivery, and you can order by phone or off their website at downtowndempseys.com.
Well, you can feel good about ordering from Downtown Dempsey's, knowing that they pride themselves in great customer service, fresh, high-quality ingredients, and sustainable living. Owner Tiffany Zeich has implemented the use of paper straws. I like that. And compostable, biodegradable, sustainable packaging. Boy, they're going green.
Wow, now that's a mouthful, but in other words, they aim to help the planet while providing amazing foods. It really is a win-win, folks. Check out Downtown Dempsey's in the Gallery of Shops in downtown Adrian. Good eats and sweet treats.
And what sweet treats they are. Great float there.
Wow, up next we have the Adrian Noon Rotary Float, and it's featuring the Sam Buford Woodworking Institute, Woodworking for Warriors. And we grabbed Charlie Penn to talk to us all about it. Charlie works out at the Woodworking Institute. Charlie, awesome.
Hi. Yeah, SBWI has a woodworking program here that is free to all veterans. It's pretty cool. And listen to that. They have an upbeat rock and roll song playing on the speaker.
That is great. That is great. The veterans on the float, I assume, are all members of the program, and they're both active and graduated from the program. And it looks like the float has... Is that sawdust trailing out from the back?
Yeah, and a sawdust path that leads to that center point on the float.
Oh my gosh, it leads to a staircase with an American flag on top and with five of the branches of the military behind it. It is amazing.
Those wood steps have beautiful wood detailing on the sides and text on each step.
Oh my gosh, the steps must represent the five levels of the program then.
Yeah, the first step is labeled for level one. It says show up, meaning the veterans just show up, hang out, and drink some free coffee. They're not required to do anything. It sounds pretty great. I mean, free coffee.
Yeah, who doesn't like free coffee? You know, and it's just a chance for them to just chat with each other. They don't have to do anything else.
Exactly.
What a great way to connect. The second step looks like it's labeled level two, which is learn. Now that they've seen what the SBWI is about, they can participate in a few of the educational classes, and they have everything from knife building to boat making and even guitar classes, guitar making classes.
Yeah, and all the tuition and materials are paid for by the Adrian Noon Rotary Club. Isn't that great?
It is wonderful. I think I even heard they had a ukulele class.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. You know, the imagination can go so far with woodworking. Then the third step is level three, and that's just about participating. So now that they've used the machinery and they understand they can work on any project they want to, the instructors are available to guide and help them with any kind of project that they choose. So they're choosing all kinds of things to make.
Yeah, whatever they want. And so after that, the fourth step and level of the program is certified. So this is for members who've decided that they want to get more serious about woodworking. They can apply for a skills passport and start earning industry-recognized certification through the Woodworking Career Alliance of North America. Then they become certified to join the woodworking industry, sell their products, and join the workforce.
Oh my gosh. You know, this is a craft that, you know, is kind of falling along the wayside, and this is this whole institute is just a great way to re-energize that you know form of talent. And I've been out to the institute and just have some wonderful projects going on.
Absolutely.
Oh my gosh. So that's so cool. I mean, it's free training to the veterans, and it offers them so much more through something like woodworking. That must be what all that sawdust is about. It represents something so simple, such as woodworking, and yet it can lead to something so powerful.
Exactly. That's what's so cool about this program, is it's something that, like you said, it has kind of been forgotten about, but it's so simple, and it creates such an impact on our veterans and our community.
And there's both men and women participating in it.
Yes, exactly. And so what's great is that all the veterans get to work with each other and be around people with similar experiences. They don't have to be anything but themselves. It's just guys and gals that like woodworking and creating something unique with their hands.
You know, I love the fact when they first started this up, I know from being a part of the Adrian Noon Rotary, that we talked about the fact that there really wasn't a good place for veterans to get together that didn't involve drinking of some sort. And so I imagine that's really a benefit of this program.
Right, right. It's definitely something different that they can get involved with.
Right. Well, there you go. Oh, and look at that on the back of the float. It says, Long Live Woodworking by Warriors and Long Live Wood. Is that the best way for people to connect then, Charlie?
Yes, absolutely.
They just go online to...
You can go to sambufordwoodshop.com and find all of our classes, learn about our instructors, our staff, board members, everybody.
There you go. Lots of things coming up, and I'm sure that they'll have a lot of success in the future. Thanks so much to the Ader and Noon Rotary for sponsoring this float, and thanks to you, Charlie, for all the work you're helping with out at the Sam Buford Woodworking Institute.
Absolutely. Thank you. Happy to be here.
Next up in our parade, we have a little bit of a surprise for you, as you may hear it a little bit in the background, but we have a special flyover today, and this flyover is a B-25, which is coming over the city of Adrian and will be flying right over our vantage point here at our broadcast location, and I think you can hear them coming in right now. Let's listen. Thank you to the pilots and the crew of the B-25 for their special flyover today for our virtual Memorial Day parade. Thank you very much. Kathy, here's a really fun group. Check out the Dancing Cupcakes.
Oh my goodness. Sharon from Sweet Baker got cheerleaders to dress up as cupcakes.
Well, they did a fantastic job with the white frosting tops splashed with red, white, and blue sprinkles. Check out their hats. They're shaped like candles.
And I love the cute little cupcake holder skirts. Oh, my gosh. They're designed to look like the American flag.
Boy, are they something. And right behind them, Sweet Baker has her float, featuring the biggest cake I've ever seen, Kathy.
You know, Sweet Baker can duplicate just about any cake you want her to make.
And I'm not sure I've tasted better pies from Sweet Baker. I know cherry is my favorite.
There you go. Well, once we can get a party scheduled, I'm going to get a big cake from her, but maybe not quite as big as this float.
Well, certainly the Sweet Baker float is impressive. And look at this. The cake has four layers, and each is represented by one of the armed services. Now, that's great. It also has a massive American flag draped over the top. What a wonderful way to salute our fallen for Memorial Day.
It's amazing, the intricate details she has on it. Just crazy. How does she do this?
You know, it makes you want to go up and take a slice out of that cake, doesn't it?
Yes, you do, Pat.
Wait, Kathy. I thought there was some kind of squiggly design. Now that I can see it, it looks like veterans' names scripted all over the cake.
Wow. Sharon does know how to make everything she bakes really special.
She sure does. And you know, every year, Sharon is right out in front of the radio station with me, and she's partaking in the Thank a Vet program to raise money for Lenawee County veterans and their families. She is very committed to that.
She sure is, Pat. You know, veterans really do hold a special place in Sharon's heart.
Yes, they do. Thank you, Sharon, for all you do to brighten the lives of others through your wonderful Sweet Baker desserts. Great float.
Well, Pat, we've got some noise coming up here. We've got some big fire engines coming.
Big trucks coming up here. Then they're yellow, too.
That's right. Big and, yellow fire trucks.
Let's get our microphones over and see if we can get a word with the fire chief from the city of Tecumseh, Chief Joe Tucky. Joe, we appreciate you being in our parade today here on Memorial Day.
Well, we're happy to be here as always. We've thoroughly enjoyed Memorial Day, and we treat it kind of like a family event. We get all the kids and everything in the fire trucks, and have a good time for them the few times they get to ride in fire trucks.
Is that your granddaughter up in there with you?
Absolutely.
It's
not her first parade. Her first parade is at 6 months old.
She'll be an expert by the time she can drive, right?
That's right. Yeah. No, her first parade was the Clinton Christmas parade with my wife and I. She was about 6 months old.
Well, Joe, you know, when we think of fire trucks, you know, we usually think of red trucks, but the city of Tecumseh, you've got yellow. Can you give us a reason why we have yellow instead of red?
Well, we just like to be a little different. So back in 1974, they switched over to yellow and white trucks. Back in that day, the thought process was that they were a little more visible and things like that, the traffic and stuff. So we just stayed that way. We talked about it back in about 19, 95 about switching back to red, and we decided, no, we want to stay with our yellow.
Well, we appreciate all the flags you got flying from there, too. How'd you hook up so many flags on all those hoses you got up there on the top of the trucks?
Well, it was famous for a lot of duct tape and JB Weld.
Hey, well, Joe, we want to thank you for being in our parade today, the Memorial Day Parade, and all the best to you and everybody over in Tecumseh.
Thanks for having us.
Okay, thanks, Joe. Talk to you soon. Have a great parade. All righty.
Well, Kathy, here it comes. It's the WLEN float.
Was your clue that it's got a giant microphone on it?
You got it. WLEN is celebrating 55 years as the voice of Lunaway County.
Wow, you know, Pat, we semi-joke about it, but if anyone really wants to know what is happening in Lunaway County and our surrounding areas, they just need to tune in to 103.9 WLEN.
WLAN sure has come a long way over the years, and it's really great that we are airing this parade on air and streaming it online at WLAN.com.
You know, I even heard we'll also be loading it up as a podcast on WLAN.com afterwards, so everyone in the whole world can enjoy it forever.
Forever. You got it. WLEN Massive Float is all decked out in red, white, and blue, with flags of all sizes covering it and representing all 50 of these United States.
It's a wonderful way of honoring all the men and women from all over our great nation that have lost their lives in service to our country.
Watch out, Kathy, they're throwing candy.
Yikes, thanks, Pat, good catch.
These marchers are looking pretty good. It's the entire crew from WLEN. I see Judy, sometimes known as Judo. We've got Leslie, and there's Jessica, John, Ashley, Jennifer's here, Jeff, Julie, Joe, and Dale.
And then there's Ian, Laura, David, Herbie, Larry, Trevor, Savannah, Christina, Jamie. Wow, there's John Roberts, Amy Palmer, Jonathan Tovar, Don Taylor, Jenna Gonzalez, Sarah Harriman, and we would be remiss to not mention our own Tom Valentine is leading the group.
All right, a huge group it is indeed, and it's nice that they brought their spouses, kids, and even some grandkids. I brought four of mine.
There you go. You know, Pat, I think we've got over 100 people handing out flags to all the people along the parade route.
And also, you know, Kathy, some of this crew, along with myself, also host programs on our all-sports station, 96.5 The Cave, which explains the huge mountain float showing all of our favorite sports represented inside the cave.
Yep, Pat. 96.5 The Cave just launched last year, and it has a great live talk show every weekday morning from 7 to 9 a.m.
Plus, we've got the Lunaway Virtual Diamond League games on the air right now, featuring all 12 of Lunaway High Schools. I'm sure everyone listening will recognize some of the players. They play every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night at 6 p.m., right after the huge show, and on Saturday afternoon at 2 p.m.
You know, I love it that we have a platform to feature local, state, and national sports with 96.5 The Cave. And it's really cool that we have Facebook pages for both stations and websites for both stations. So we are big time represented online.
Well, you're sure right there, Kathy. Between 103.9 WLEN and 96.5 The Cave, we give our listeners great listening options. And of course, everyone involved at both stations appreciates this opportunity to honor the fallen heroes on this Memorial Day. Thank you to them and to all who have served and those who continue to serve our great nation. Thank you very much. Wow, Kathy, this has been quite a day. And first of all, I want to thank you for co-hosting our broadcast today of the 2020 Memorial Day Parade. What a great event.
Oh, gosh, Pat. You know, it was a pleasure doing it with you, and we had so much fun doing this together. And what a great turnout.
We absolutely did. And, you know, we want to thank, of course, our sponsors that made this whole thing possible. That includes Chip Moore over at the Adrian Insurance Agency.
Yeah.
Housing Help of Lunaway. Suburban Chevrolet up in Clinton.
Yep, you know, Sharon over at Sweet Baker and all the folks at TLC Community Credit Union.
And also downtown Dempsey's a great place to eat. Sealers Water Systems, Lenaway Recreation, of course, home of ZZ's Bar and Grill.
Yep, and I love my Adrian Noon Rotary Club. We had a great representation of the Woodworking Warriors program out there at the Sam Buford Woodworking Institute.
Also, I want to thank over in Tecumseh, Noggle Heating and Cooling, brand new owners over there.
Yep, you know, and it wouldn't have been right if we wouldn't have kicked things off with Sheriff Bevere and the Mounted Police. That really set things off in the right direction.
That really added a lot to our parade today with the horses and all of that.
Yep, yep.
And of course, the pooper scooper was there.
Well, and Noggle had to clean up faucet later, so that worked out pretty good.
Of course, the Tecumseh Fire Department, thank Joe Tuckey for coming over.
Yep, yep. And, you know, again, having the American Legion Post 97 with the color guard, you know, those are the things that set a parade up real well. You know, I want to remind people, too, that you know, we're not able to do as much as we'd like to this year, but boy, this virtual parade was a lot of fun, and it's a way that we can salute, you know, our fallen heroes.
And of course, we want to remind people to, you know, the COVID-19 is still in effect, and, you know, stay at home and stay safe. Of course, we washed our hands several times today, Kathy.
Hand washing, mask sliding, all kinds of crazy things going on. But we love our community, we love our county, our nation, and we wish everyone all the best. Our prayers are with everyone.
And of course, we want everybody to remember what this day is all about, remembering our fallen that have preserved the freedoms and liberties that we own here today.
Right.
And we certainly thank everyone who has served, is serving now, and will serve in the future. Kathy, thank you very much again, and happy Memorial Day to you.
There. Thanks, Pat. Happy Memorial Day to you and to all our listeners as well.